Module 6, 6G, Exercise 4, page 59.
No trip to Indonesia is complete without a visit to the largest Buddhist temple in the world, Borobudur. Located about 400 kilometers southeast of the main city of Jakarta on the island of Java, this enormous temple is visited every year by Buddhist monks and fascinated tourists from around the world. There is no written record of who built the temple or for what purpose, and it remains to this day a mystery. It is estimated, though, that Borobudur was built around 800 AD. For centuries, Borobudur was hidden under volcanic ash and jungle growth until it was discovered in 1814 by Sir Thomas Stamford Raffles, the British governor of the area. It was later restored and preserved by archaeologists. In 1985, the temple suffered damage due to a bomb attack. Soon after, Borobudur was listed as a UNESCO World Heritage Site. The temple is designed in the shape of a pyramid, with 9 levels or stories. The walls are carved, starting from the bottom story to the 5th story, with scenes from the life of Buddha and his teachings. The scenes are carved in an art style originating from India. There are over 2,650 scenes, and it's a 3-kilometer walk to view all of them. Borobudur had 504 statues of Buddha, although it's not possible to see them all, as many are damaged or missing. It is recommended to take one of the stairways to the top of the temple to enjoy the spectacular views of both the temple below and the surrounding countryside. However, to make such a climb, it is wise to visit Borobudur in the early morning before the afternoon heat begins. It only takes one visit for tourists to fully appreciate what an impressive achievement Borobudur was for its time, and how it now stands as a symbol of the Indonesian people and their history. Its exact beginnings may be a mystery, but its greatness is obvious at once.